Teams from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and Small Business Administration have completed damage assessment in areas hit by tornadoes August 18th. Richland County Emergency Government Director Darren Gudgeon says damage to homes in Biola is nearing $1 million. Damage to municipal government and utilities is close to $2 million. Gudgeon says local people can get help from the federal government only if the president declares a disaster for Vernon, Richland, and Dane counties. He says there are likely people who won't be able to afford to rebuild, even if low-interest federal loans are available.
We're going to pursue some block grants to help those individuals. And again, I don't know if that's going to, you know, if we'll get those, but we're definitely going to pursue those and try for those. And then there's been some other agencies that have come forth, Veterans Administration Office. If there's a veteran, retired veteran, they have some programs that we're trying to get. So we're pursuing every avenue out there.
Gudgeon says he and Vernon County emergency officials are working together. The village sits in both counties. He says most debris was cleared from Biola by Sunday.
It was just amazing to see all the crews out there and just everybody helping everybody else. I mean, they swept through the village like a, you know, just like a bunch of little, you know, like worker ants almost. They started at one point and just went right through. It was just amazing to watch.
Gudgeon says volunteers are still in the community helping people repair minor damage to homes. Several homes were completely destroyed. Tornadoes also caused several $1 million in damage in Stoughton and Dane County and killed one person. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.